So, a lot has been said about the current situation of the education sector in the country and the back and forth between ASUU and the federal government. Most recent would be the fact that ASUU has decided that the strike would be indefinite. The government, on the other hand, has invited pro-chancellors, vice-chancellors, chairmen of governing councils to a meeting in Abuja next month. In fact, some are questioning why it would be next month, 6th of September to be precise. This should be treated as an emergency. There were talks of no work, no pay. When are we going to see another meeting between ASUU and the federal government? Who should compromise? Is it time for someone to say, let us come to a compromise, do the right thing so students can return to school? Parents, if you remember, had even said they were going to make certain contributions towards the infrastructural development of universities. Just call off the strike and let our children go back to school. JAMB has admitted two different sets of students. The fact that we still even have students taking JAMB when JAMB knows that universities are closed at the moment is also another question altogether. Well, conversation today, very interesting. We'll be looking at the ASUU indefinite strike. What is the fate of students? My guest is a lecturer from the University of Port Harcourt, Dr. Emmanuel Wona, will be joining us in the studio. But before we make any progress, here is what I want you to listen. The national chairman of ASUU was on television yesterday. We actually were supposed to have him today on the show, but for one reason or the other, he says it wouldn't be very possible. So, here was what he said about government's position, because as we're saying, government isn't serious about tackling this problem. They even went as far as talking about some things that government says it has done that government has not done. Well, listen to the ASUU national chairman.
They set up a panel in 2017, headed by Balaki, to negotiate with us 2005 years ago. And we met, and they delayed us with the idea that they want to introduce tuition fee of 1 million naira and what have you. We rejected it. Balaki was removed and they brought Musa Ali Jibril. And when they came, we asked them, do you have the mandate of the government that set you up, your committee up, to negotiate with us? They said, yes. We said, fine. So we negotiated collective bargaining. And they said, give us permission, give us time to go to our principal to give the permission to sign that agreement, which is normal. And they went in May 2021. They didn't come back until we started this strike in 20. That's one of the things that instigated this strike. You know, did it take 1 year for you to either accept or reject? Then we also, this year again, they appointed Nimi Bridge Committee. And Nimi Bridge Committee met with us again and we asked them again, do you have the mandate of the government? They say yes. Therefore, go and bring that mandate in writing and what you are proposing this time, which they did in writing, and we have it. They are proposing salary increase. All of us agreed, and they went back to their principal again, as they did before, during Musa Ali Jibril, to get permission to sign. Then the next thing you had, the Minister of Labour went to air and said, we need 1.1 trillion. How they generated, we don't know. They said they gave us this amount, gave them like a low amount, that we chased out the government ministry when they were negotiating, that Musa Ali Jibril was just there and allocated salary to ourselves, and all lies. And thank God and that committee set up by government, headed by Musa by Minimini have come out to the public in a paid advert to say all those things were lies so that government would not sign. And what did they do? They came back two or three weeks ago and said, no, that thing we negotiated, that you brought to us, your own proposal to us, which we accepted, that is no more invalid, that the National Salary Income and Wage Commission say they should just dash us little thing.
Okay, so you just heard the national chairman of ASUU, Professor Emmanuel Osodeke, talking about how the government isn't really taking this process serious. Since 2017, how long it took before the government would come back with the report that it got after the meeting? Almost a year, he says. And for some of these reasons, the union has said the government isn't being serious and has not satisfactorily, I think that was the word, satisfactorily met the demands, hence the reason for the indefinite strike at the moment. Well, on social media, you can join the conversation and drop comments on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. And we have some people already dropping their comments. Big question there is, what is the fate of students now? It's indefinite. It looks like we don't even know when the next meeting would come up. I'll take some of your comments on Facebook before we go further. Umma Olebara says, I have not seen an insensitive government that cares less about the education of our children and their glorious destinies. What a shame. Does it concern them? No, now their children are studying abroad. Aristotle said, all who have meditated on the art of governing mankind have been convinced that the fate of empires depends on the education of children. Government should, as a matter of urgency, interact with education stakeholders to find a lasting solution to the problem of education. Now is the time to overhaul our present educational system. Joy Onyeso says, this is the worst administration so far. Present administration has failed woefully, especially in the aspect of education. The rents, payments of fees, we will refund it back to students. Some students sort out their bills by themselves without any help. Some are sponsored by some poor parents, while some are those born with silver spoons. They are only interested in borrowing money for their selfish pursuits. Njoku says, my take is that ASU should continue the strike until government is ready to listen to their demands, and then students should endure, because the end result of this strike will be favorable to them despite the delay in course of their studies. Government of nowadays seem to be not passionate about education, forgetting that it is the bedrock of any society. Well, the future generation is watching. Queen Dema says, it's really sad that students are at the negative receiving end of this fight between two elephants, federal government and ASU. If federal government prioritized education like they do their political ambitions, they would have reached a good compromise with ASU so students can go back to class. Much of the blame should go to the government. If they considered education important, they would do the needful. For now, students should embrace the other domain of education, which is psychomotor. Okay, you mean acquire a skill till they get back to class. That's what many have been saying. Now, the National Student NANDS, I think NANDS is on a convention now in Abuja, as I was trying to speak with the NANDS president as well to see whether or not students, there's some things that they might consider doing. Remember, the talks have been, if the strike isn't handled, perhaps elections would not hold. How strong that sounds, how possible it's even going to be, is another question altogether. But here is a quick question for you who's listening. At this point, would you say that the government is being sincere in its approach? Remember, the government has blamed ASU time and time again. The Minister of Labour and Employment, Chris Ngige, has said that if we ask ASU when to decide salary, their salary structure for themselves, amongst many other things, there were even talks that 50 billion were given to ASU. Was given to ASU. ASU has said there's nothing of such. If there is, there should be proof. So for you, is the government being sincere, or do you expect ASU at this point to reach a compromise? What are your thoughts? Is the government being sincere enough with how it's handling the negotiation with the union, or do you think the union should come to a compromise so students can go back to the classroom? Those are the questions. So let's find out what you think. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003 are the numbers to call. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Remember, the federal government has invited pro-chancellors, vice-chancellors, chairman of governing councils of various federal institutions for a meeting on the 6th of September. What that meeting would be about, of course, is to review actions of the government on the strike. Some people would say perhaps ASU should be involved in that meeting. Well, my guest will handle all of that when we start talking. But for now, let's go to the phone lines and hear from you. At this point, do you agree? Do you think the government is being sincere enough, or should ASU come to a compromise so students can go back to school? Straight to the point. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info. Hello, good morning. Hello. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning, excuse me.
Good morning to you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go on. Slight issues with our service provider there. We'll take your messages on WhatsApp at the moment. The number is 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number. Tell us what you think. Is the government being sincere with how it's handling the negotiation, or should ASUU reach a compromise so students can return to school? That's where we stand. Someone says, good morning, Ifeyemi. A particular set of year one students in Uniport have been home for 1 year now. Another set for another year. And others have been home for 6 months due to the strike. Now, Uniport has released post-UTME form to admit new students. What sort of wickedness is this? That's a big question to answer. Hopefully, the government will bring this up when it meets with the governing councils and the rest. Because I'm also thinking, why would JAMB even be writing, having students sit for exams, knowing the situation? But again, if you look at it on the flip side, you cannot say the academic calendar should completely be halted because of this. So we're a state of a dilemma. That's how I would like to put it. The children you don't train today, you will spend more to kill them tomorrow. We hope we don't get to that point. Hello, Livinus is calling from Echie. Good morning, Livinus.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah, please, ASUU should not compromise this time around. Although in the Nigerian educational history in recent time, this is the longest ASUU strike. And it is for the future of these students that are and the children to come that are suffering this time around.
Mm.
If what ASUU is doing, then Nigerian citizens could do it, then everything will be okay in Nigeria. There should be protest, and no person should compromise with the government. Government is not sincere. Although they will go into the authority, that's the executives of these bodies, then and politicize them to betray the interests of their groups. Hello?
Yeah, go on.
Hello?
Hello. Levinus, go on. We can hear you.
Yeah. To betray the interests of their groups. Then this one is something that has set example for all Nigerians to emulate. Look at the economy. Look at everything. Yes, Nigerians should begin to protest. Like ASUU is doing this time around.
Okay.
Government must come to their knees. And so that these students will benefit and future students will benefit.
All right, Livinus, thank you very much. Mba from Oyigbo, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Femi.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Please, I want to ask, has anybody taken his time to ask what the Nigerian students and this country are doing? What part do they have to play in all this? In fact, I'm really disappointed in Nigerian students. I remember in the late 70s, when there is an issue like this, students will come out and protest because they are the worst hit by day. And we don't see them. We don't hear from them. We don't see them. And I tell you, any day Nigerian students come out to say enough of this. We don't want to know whether it is ASUU or government that is, you know, holding this or cutting all these demonstration. It will, all this nonsense will stop.
Mm-hmm.
All this rubbish will stop. Nigerian students themselves don't even care. They don't care, and it's a pity. It's sad.
But we know that the students...
I promise you, let them come out tomorrow. You see this rubbish, they will settle themselves.
Mba, if you can hear me...
Government will settle us, and the children will go back to school.
All right, thank you, Mba. But then recall that one time, students went to... accosted... or went to see the Minister for Education. We know how that played out. There's been other protests that students plan to hold. In fact, yeah, in River State too, there were talks, Nance Chapter, planning to, you know, hold protests and said talks about elections if the strike is not called off and if it's not resolved, have called on government to meet the demands. Like I said earlier on the show, tried to get in touch with the NANS president, but I got to find out that NANS actually is having a convention in Abuja as of yesterday, and I think it's going to continue today as well. So perhaps they would come up with some sort of resolution on what they want to do in all of this. Favor from Rumigbo, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I think the government is not that sincere. I don't know if they think they are like negotiating with amateurs. They don't know they are there. They are like in dialogue with professors. If time is not taken, some of those professors taught their parents. I don't see why what the what is looking for, what is demanding for it to be. A child is graduate to come out from school, and you cannot defend whatever you went to school for. Why? Because the labs are empty. Theoretically, you can defend it, but practically, nothing. You make a mess of yourself. So what ASU is demanding for is our rights. I don't know how to mix things, because I went through the wall of university without even doing anything in the lab. We go, you see, this chemical is not available. This one is not available. This one is not working. What? What are they bringing out? Half-baked graduates. So enough is enough. Fine, we are suffering it. We are suffering. But it's our good. Enough is enough. Let them negotiate and let them increase their salary. A professor is earning how much? And a male senator is earning how much? What is their qualification? The professor, they'll go, they'll research, and you look where they are not even helping in research. That is why you see Nigeria has nothing to boost up. When they come for the Ebola and the rest of them, other countries are giving their university money for research. What about us?
Favor, thank you very much. We go on a short commercial. When we return, we'll speak with my guest in the studio. No work, no pay, the government says. How is ASU taking that? We'll find out. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So, when next do we expect a meeting between ASU and the federal government? It's still the Morning Crossfire, 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and I have my guests. Dr. Emmanuel Wona would be speaking to us via telephone this morning. He's a lecturer from the University of Port Harcourt, Department of Political Science. Hello, Doc. Good morning.
Yeah, morning.
You're welcome to the program. So, I'm sure you have your children schooling here in the country, and they're also attending some of the public institutions. Hello, Doc. All right. Now that the strike is indefinite, if you don't mind, as a lecturer and as a father, what would you say is next for your kids and other Nigerian students? What hope should they have, if any?
Well, Andy, it's unfortunate that we have leaders who are quite insensitive to the plight of the people, the problem of public universities in Nigeria. It's quite unfortunate. As we answer that question, I think it's important for us to understand why, in the first place, ASU is on strike. I have two of my kids in the university, and they are at home. I'm not happy as a father, not happy as a lecturer. Now, if you look at the history of unionism and struggle in Nigeria, it crystallized mostly as a result of the fact that the colonial masters were quite exploitative and oppressive to the Nigerian workers. And it is that same struggle, you know, that is still persisting now, because the post-colonial state is not anyhow different from the colonial state, because we still have what is called internal, you know, colonialism now, and that's what is happening. And again, if you also remember the fact that Karl Marx said, and I want to quote him, he said the history of hitherto class society is the history of class struggle. Workers of all nations unite. And it is on the basis of that that workers have united in order to ensure that they provide that kind of bastion of bulwark against the oppressive tendencies of the employers, and by extension now, the Nigerian state. Now, you realize the fact that in labor parlance, what is key is collective bargaining. You know, collective bargaining is key in the labor balance. And that's a situation where the employer and the employee will have to come together and agree, you know, and, you know, make a payment and other conditions of service. It's a measure in the labor law. And, you know, it baffles me when people say, you are selfish, you are greedy, you are this, you are just looking for your pocket. Now, let me give an instruction. If, for instance, you have somebody who is a laborer, I mean, labor, what you may expect to as a worker, and you hire his services to do a job for you, and at the end of the day, you agree that, okay, I'm going to pay you 5,000. That is bargaining. So if you agree that you're going to pay 5,000, and at the end of the day, after the mammoth have done the job, you now come and tell him, okay, I'm sorry, I can't pay you 5,000. Or instead of the 5,000, I'm going to pay you 2,000.
So, Doc.
And you expect,
So, Doc, that's why we're saying now it's like this. Are we expecting another meeting with the federal government soon? Is ASU going to? Are there any talks of such? Or when should we expect, if any, would happen?
Well, not in the mind of federal government. They have the knife and they have the goods. They should decide because the same government is of the team, you know, decision team, under the able leadership of MNC Professor Nimi Prince. And they come up with something. And that's something the government has turned into the dustbin. They have not left one condition, not even one. And they have beaten us, so they have beaten lecturers by not, you know, complying to the terms of agreement since 2009. And I expect us not to cry. If you are beating a child, I expect the child not to cry. And even when the child manages to cry, you are also punishing him the more. Why did you cry when I beat you? So it's quite unfortunate. It's quite unfortunate. Look at me now, I'm a lecturer. I'm not sure of the next meal for my family. I'm not sure of the next meal for my family. Innocent children are suffering. And the same government is now, okay, the reason to this morning now, they said that they're inviting Vice Chancellor and Provost to come for a meeting on the 6th of September. What for? It's all just Kona. Why not meet with the leadership of ASUS? Okay, this is what we can do. This is how far we have gone.
But the government says it has met with ASU and made its own proposal at different times, but ASU is refusing to compromise. That is what the minister has said.
They have not met. The only offer they gave was 60,000 naira. I mean, for a lecturer, professor. 60,000 naira. And that's what they gave. And it was like, it's not in the spirit of collective bargaining. They just sat down somewhere in the office and said, we offer you 60,000 naira. Andrew, what is 60,000 naira to a professor? 6,009. Look at our counterparts in other areas, the judges. The judges taking home about 3 million, 3.7 million every month. And recently they have made a case for an increment of about 10 to 7 million for a judge. The government has approved. Meanwhile, enough studies were taught by their professors in the university. I mean, what kind of injustice is that? Government should be open and tell lecturers or tell Nigerians what their growth is with, not just because I know, I am quite convinced that government is aware of what we are struggling for. They are aware.
All right.
So when will government begin to punish lecturers for just not reasoning?
All right, Doc. There's something.
The condition has been met. No, not even one.
None of the conditions have been met. We'll come back to that. Perhaps you tell us what the conditions are. But first, there was a talk of no work, no pay. And this was something that was said by the national chairman. I just want you to take a listen to it, and I want our listener to also hear it. And then we come back and wrap things up so we can take some questions from the listener. Just listen to this, the national chairman of ASU.
Now, let's talk about no work, no pay. In my letter of appointment, and every lecturer in Nigerian University, just like you have in the world, the function of a lecturer is teaching, research, and community service. So if you're on strike, the only thing you're not teaching, which is one of the functions of the lecturer is you're not teaching. When you go to you see our colleagues in offices, you see them all over the way doing their research as part of their job, doing community service. That is one too. Unlike other areas. If the school resumes today, all of us will go back to where we stopped, 2020, 2021, and start making up for the time lost. What does that mean? Call this strike. All the lecturers will forfeit all these vacations, forfeit all their leave, to make up for what they have lost. But we are going to go back to teach those things we have left. As I was speaking to you, there are two sets of students that have been admitted by JAMB. We are going to teach them, bring them up. I would say we should allow those two tests to go, allow JAMB to do another one, allow Nigerian students who have passed JAMB, allow them, those JAMB to wash away.
Doc, I'm sure you heard the national chairman there and his position on the no work, no pay. So quickly, my question now is ASUU implying that if the government doesn't pay its arrears, then it would not teach arrears? If there's any, just to put it in a simpler form, is that what this is implying?
Yes, that's what it implies. Let me also tell you, this is more than 15 years I've started the university. I've not gone on a leave, and nobody has been paid to me. You know, we went from January to December. Even when students, when the school is on vacation, you go with your skills to the house to mark, you are researching, because you need to publish, you are reading. Essentially, our work is teaching and starting and service to the community service. So we work from 15 years now. I've not proceeded on leave, and that is the case for all the lecturers. We have not proceeded on leave. Work from January to December. And again, if you consider the fact that because of the fact that government has been not balanced, you know, you have up to how many strengths? Strength A, strength B, strength C. We are getting into strength D now. Who are the people that want to take,
Why are students allowed to take exams, JAMB exams? I'm even hearing that the University of Port Harcourt and some other institutions might be thinking about post-UTME. Why do all these, knowing the condition on ground?
Exactly. It's part of that government that moved on the part of government. Because government will make payments on the sale of jobs from, they will be making money, and they don't care.
But what about post-UTME? Post-UTME is under the purview of the universities.
Well, what do you expect them to do? Then the JAMB has conducted exam. And of course, you have students who are supposed to go into the university. What do you expect the universities to do? They are supposed to do the day too. What kind of issue? Who actually orchestrated this kind of anomaly? Because they don't work. So why wouldn't government in the first instance, okay, won't sell any jump form until we resolve this impasse? Why wouldn't this issue? You know, so my worry is that why is it difficult? What is there? In the spirit of collective bargaining, then people are discussing, it's part of negotiation. Okay, this is what I can offer, this is what I can do. At the end of the day, they don't force it on the top of the worker. They have the right, just like you as an employer, has also the right. So why do you stay in the office and scribble something 60,000 for lecturers as if they are nobody? Meanwhile, these are the people who are impacting positively. Andy, you are a product of the state worker. And so many other people who are dirty, who are also contributing to the national development of this country. Maybe they did not have that history, they did not have that tutorship, mentorship. That kind of thing. When they have impacted positively on the life and the life of their immediate family and their society at large.
All right, Doc.
I mean, so it's quite pathetic what we are passing.
Time would not permit us. Doc, time would not.
They are punishing us.
Time will not permit us to take further questions. I wish we could, but already running out of time. But then just clarify for us one last time. Now, what should we be expecting? Is ASUU still open to negotiating with the government again? Or should we all fold our arms and wait for implementation of the report that already had been submitted?
And the ASUU has always been and will continue to be open for negotiation. We are open to negotiation anytime, any moment, in the spirit of collective.
So students should be hopeful, parents should be hopeful as well.
Well, if the government do the need to, I mean, look at what they said. They came on here to say we are asking for 1.1 trillion naira. And of course, you know that the new negotiation team has come up to openly to say to the public that information that the money we are asking is not even halfway to that 1.1 million trillion naira. So if they don't go look at it, it's not them to call the leadership of us. They are calling Vital Flows and Future Flows. And I am certain that what they want to do now is to give them marching order.
But that's also another problem. We have some institutions who had to bring lecturers back to the classrooms and back and forth like that.
I'm aware of that. Some such universities have done that. But let me also tell you, are you aware that this tech fund that, you know, the universities are enjoying is from the actual struggle? The same said that has backed out of the struggle is has benefited and will still benefit on the third one.
All right, Doc. I wish we had a lot of time. We have to wrap it up here. Thank you very much. We'll keep in touch and as more continue to unravel. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
All right, that was Dr. Emmanuel Warner, University of Port Harcourt Lecturer, Department of Political Science. Well, you've heard from a lecturer himself who says he's not happy at the situation. His kids are at home. And as a lecturer, I mean, that's his source of income and it's being tampered with. What is your position? The question has been, at this point, would you say the government is being sincere enough or is it ASUU who should come to a compromise? Let's hear you. 0817923-0002. 0817923-0002. 0817923-0003. Again, 0817923-0003. On Facebook, Nigeria Info PH, a comment here from Victor Kurocha says, ASUU should please suspend this strike for the interests of students, knowing well that their demand is hard to be considered. Stanley Ememe says, good morning, Ifeemi, my dear brother. Leaders are not helping matters at all in this country. Joy Onyeso says, from Umwechem, this is the worst administration so far. On WhatsApp, someone says, good morning, Ifeemi. Nothing is working in this country, local, state, and federal government level, not to talk about education or listen to ASUU. The fear of transparency and accountability has made the Nigerian government abandon and prolong the ASUU strike. See how they're playing with the future of the country. Until our leaders take responsibilities at different levels in tackling existing problems, change at any sector will be a mere wish. This government has been borrowing and looting monies. Saga. Good morning, Ifeemi. ASUU is serious with federal government. Federal government is also serious with ASUU. The two entities have refused to shift grounds for each other. The Nigerian students are those in the receiving end. I suspect that something remarkable and disturbing is about to happen after the meeting with pro-chancellors and governing councils. Okay, everybody's keeping their fingers crossed and waiting for what's going to come out of that one. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning. All right. Lost that call. The WhatsApp number is 0817920809-0306416. You can send your WhatsApp message. Only lecturers who have other sources of income can send their children to private universities. Unfortunately, only few of them look beyond their salaries to earn legitimate income. Good morning, Mr. Ifeemi. It is so unfortunate that Nigeria in recent times has been ruled by those with questionable characters. This is a reflection of not being serious with issues relating to education in the country. Good morning, Ifeemi. The factor that has held the federal government from implementing the agreement to end up with ASUU is the same factor that has brought us to the level we are in all sectors of the economy. There's no sincerity of purpose in governance in the three tiers of government, and until the right thing is done, we will not get it right. Bright sent in that one. Tigana is calling from Rumokoro. Good morning to you, Tigana.
Hello, this is Sigana calling from Rumokoro.
Yep, go on, go ahead.
Yes, I want to challenge the federal government that this current federal government led by APC now fill Nigeria totally. Imagine that this is first in history that our children have been at home for over 6 months now. What kind of government is this? This government has failed, Nigeria has failed. They should go arrest. Thank you.
Temple from Rumomasi, good morning to you.
Good morning, the very distinguished Ifemi. I'm writing this morning.
Very fine, thank you. Go ahead.
The very distinguished Ifemi, like the question you ask, I will tell you that there is no hope for the students. In fact, their hope died a long time ago. Because you can't tell me you have a country like this. The education in that country is being shut down. The president is not even bothered. Where monies are coming from left, right, and center within the confines of the Nigerian treasury, the Abacharut and all the rest of them, then they cannot use it. The president, Muhammad Buhari, cannot use it to attend to the demands of Atu. Does it make sense to us as a people? And we boast that we are the giant of Africa. Then what will be the faith? What kind of faith will they have? If some of the students are constituting wizards within their families, within their communities, there is no hope for them. So I'm appealing to Mr. President, if you love this country, I'm saying it also, that he will not allow anybody to intimidate us. But he's also intimidated us with his power. Now we have a better loot. His body language can settle this league between us and the federal government themselves. He can settle it.
All right, Temple, thank you. Prince from Echie, sadly. We lost that call from Prince. We'll take a few messages now. On Facebook, Alex, remember I always say, drop your comments on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH, so we can take them. Alex says, ASU strike, the strike didn't need to last for more than a week if the government had taken it seriously. I think that's something that the national chairman also said. As at yesterday evening, he says, well, if the government is serious, we can settle this in less than a week. And he was making comparisons to what happened in the UK about similar time when ASU went on strike. Some lecturers in the UK had to protest and went on strike. And it took 2 days to resolve those issues. And he was saying, why isn't the same happening here? Well, when they had problem in Ukraine, where the sons of the rich were studying, we saw how fast they released money. But in the country where the children of the poor are studying, nothing has been done. Great Nigerian student, a word is enough otherwise. Alex O'Alex sent in that message on Facebook. And on WhatsApp, this one says, good morning, Ifeyemi. ASU must continue this strike. This is our government and never sincere. The strike must continue. Menge sent in that one. And lastly, even if federal government gives ASU to the country, there are lots of misbehavior from lecturers that will not change. These lecturers are the students. Okay, I see the students as a conduit to siphon money in exchange for grades. Most of these lecturers also have picked. Some of them have not written books. They copy and paste. While we fought the federal government for not taking education seriously in the country, our lecturers need to be overhauled and our education restructured as well. Tonte Igbi Kalabo sent in that message. Well, thank you all very much for listening and for being a part of the program. But this is where we draw the curtain. And Jude would be coming out with Hello Port Harcourt. And I'm very sure you're going to enjoy it. So stick around. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Good morning.